This is The State of Things. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson in for Frank Stacio. The popular Chapel Hill-based band Mipso Trio recently dropped the trio from their name. Fiddler Libby Rodenbow joined mandolin player Jacob Sharp, guitar player Joseph Terrell, and bass player Wood Robinson. The boys will graduate from UNC this spring, and even though Libby still has one more year, she'll continue to keep them a quartet. The band released a full-length album in April, and they play Cat's Cradle tomorrow night. But first, they join me in the studio today. Hello, Mipso. Welcome back.
Hey there.
Hi.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you guys. So, Libby, I want to start with you. What brought you into the band?
Well, I played with the band on and off for the first couple years of their life, and their life as a band. And I'm now I'm a full-time member, but sort of an auxiliary member. You know, it was their band from the beginning, and it's still their band, but they needed a feminine touch, and especially a source of feminine criticism, which is my main role.
And we get a lot of criticism, so it's good we have her.
Well, I want to get just right into hearing the quartet sound, and so I'd like you to play a song for us.
Great. Well, we decided we would start by playing a brand new one, doing a world premiere here.
That would be fantastic.
This is a new one called A Couple Acres Greener.
I've never been so thirsty. Seems like 22 years I've been looking for a fight. Never stayed in school for long. Couldn't keep my patience on. Never had the motivation quite to get my timing right. I want my story to begin. There's a time to show up and a time to win. I'm too young for the past tense. All this worrying about what I might have been. Should have been a preacher, man. Let the good book show me where to stand in this earthly halfway home. Should have been a farming man. Teach my boy to plow the land. Leave this wicked winter just a couple acres greener when I go. This wicked winter, just a couple acres greener. I've never been so hungry to get my soul right. But like a summer bug, I've been burned by the blinding light. Never stayed in church for long. Poplar pews and white folk songs. Sunday morning never was as real as Friday night. I wanna celebrate my sins. There's a time to save up and a time to spend. I'm too young for the past tense. All this worrying about what might have been. Should have been a preacher, man. Let the good book show me where to stand in this earthly halfway home. Should have been a farming man. Teach my girl to plow the land. Leave this wicked winter just a couple acres greener when I go. Kitchen, I won't want to interfere. I'm sitting out in front of the fire, looking through my conscience and back over the years, wondering if I did it right. Can you do it right? Or maybe I should have been a preacher, man. Let the good book show me where to stand in this earthly halfway home. Wicked winter, just a couple acres greener. Should have been a preacher, man. Let the good book show me where to stand in this earthly halfway home. Should have been a farming man. Teach my boy to plow the land. Leave this wicked winter just a couple acres greener when I go.
A Couple of Acres Greener. That's Mipso, my guests on The State of Things today. Just beautiful, guys. Thank you so much. I'm really particularly struck by the lovely vocal harmonies on that song. Is that something you guys had to work on? Did you get together and discover, wow, that we just really work well together on that?
You know, that's one of the things where initially, you don't sound very good doing it. But we put a lot of hard work into it, and it's now one of the things that we try and make at least a focal point.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's clearly paid off. I want to talk about some of the interesting things that you guys, still being students, you have the summer to do interesting things.
That's true.
And Jacob, you traveled to Japan. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Yeah, this is the most unlikely of summer studies. So I'm writing a senior honors thesis on the geography of music, mm-hmm. seen in the spread of bluegrass to Japan. And this summer, I was really fortunate to be able to go over there for 6 weeks and do field research and play some music as well. And it was a pretty funny experience.
What is Japanese bluegrass?
It's awesome. That's what it is. It's about like ours with an accent, but the quality of it is super high. It's been played there for over 60 years now. And it's just as much an established tradition there as it is here. So
And that's fascinating because I know that certainly like there are a couple of decades ago, these sort of old blues artists like Freddie King and stuff would go over to Japan and they'd pack arenas over there in a way that they couldn't in the U.S.
Totally.
Right?
So. And in the 70s with bluegrass, it was the same. J.D. Crowe says that his best moment of his career was playing in Japan in 75.
Huh. Fascinating. Well, you guys, I know you're going to, after you graduate, you're going to be on the road as a band full time, I believe, right? And any plans to perhaps hit Japan on your road tours?
Definitely. It might be the first place we go.
It might be unlikely for a young band to start out with a world tour, but since Jacob's got a lot of connections there, we might as well try it out.
I'm seeing packed arenas already, first thing. Can we hear another song?
Sure. We're going to play a new one of Jacob's.
Yeah, this one's so new, it doesn't even have a name.
All right, another premiere. This is Mipso on The State of Things.
One, two, three, four. I was talking softly over you, ignoring everything I'd put you through. And that look that you mistook on my face, it showed the depth of my disgrace. Because I don't yet know what it takes to be in love. No, I don't yet know what it takes to be in love. There's a part of me, ooh, that's yours. Have you had a chance to think like I have? And have you seen yourself this low? I woke and found myself in a place where good people ought not go. I wanna know what it takes to be in love. Oh, I wanna know what it takes to be in love. There's a part of me, ooh, that's yours. You're gone by and I found a new man to take over where I had left off. In your grace, I've remembered all the things I worried I'd lost. I hope I know what it takes to be in love. Oh, I hope I know what it takes to be in love. There there's a part of me, ooh, that's yours. Have we found a place where we can keep to grow? Or was this all for naught? If time takes us our separate ways, I know that I'm a whole lot better off. Now that I know what it takes to be in love. Now that I know what it takes to be in love. There's a part of me, ooh, that's yours.
That's Mipso in the studio with me here on The State of Things with an untitled new song. And how will you go about titling that song?
Well, I guess we should ask for suggestions. If anyone has one, they should call it in.
All right. Yeah. Yes, or SOT at WUNC.org. Send us some suggestions.
Yeah, give us
and
some
feedback. We'll pass it on to Mipso here. How do you guys go about writing the songs? Is it a collaborative process? Does one of you write and then others add in?
The way we tend to do it is a song will start with one person, and usually someone will bring to the rest of the band either a seed or a good bit of an idea. But it really doesn't start to feel like a full song or a fully Mipso song until we've all torn it down and built it back up again and figured out an arrangement and a style and stuff that suits us.
And Libby, have you felt like since you've been sort of officially added to the band, do you think that's changed the way that the band is writing music by adding that fiddle in?
I think it's changed the arrangements, definitely. You know, it really makes the sound different to have a bowed instrument, which the bass is from time to time. But yeah, I think that the sound is different, though I'm not significantly involved in the songwriting, at least not yet.
I think it sounds like you shall be. I think that's what I'm hearing. All right, well let's hear one more song. I believe this one is called "Whose Side Are You On?" Is that correct?
That's right.
All right, this is Mipso in the studio with us here on The State of Things.
We're dreaming about. I tried to tell you 100 times, you've been on my mind. My heart is open, but my mind is bare. I'm chasing feelings and I'm running scared. I tried to show you, but you were blind to how you're on my mind. On my mind, the harder that I plead, the more I worry that we'll never be. You came and left me breathless, but you left me all alone. Girl, whose side are you on? Prove me anything but wrong. Your fancy footwork, girl, has gone too far. But in this age-old dance, I'll play my part. I'm feeling helpless, but I know why. 'Cause you've been on my mind. You've been on my mind. The harder that I plead, the more I worry that we'll never be. You came and left me breathless, but you left me all alone. Girl, whose side are you on? Prove me anything but wrong. guess, and I try not to care, pretending I don't see you standing there. You got me wondering, that look in your eye says I've been on your mind. Have I been on your mind? The harder that I plead, the more I worry that we'll never be. You came and left me breathless, but you left me all alone. Girl, whose side are you on? Prove me anything wrong. Girl, whose side are you on? Prove me anything wrong.
That's Mipso in the studio today on The State of Things. Mipso is Libby Rodenbaugh on fiddle and Jacob Sharp on mandolin, Joseph Terrell on guitar, Wood Robinson on bass, and the whole lot of them on vocals. Guys, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having
really
us.
Great. They'll be at Cat's Cradle tomorrow night, November 3rd, and you can find out more at mipsomusic.com. That's The State of Things for today. Thanks for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson. Frank Stacio will be back on Monday. And once again, to play us out, here's Mipso.
What? If I weren't this man, or half the same, I would have told you from the start that I'd be breaking your heart. If you weren't a girl whose love keeps me sane, I would have run, for I'd learned I'd lean heavy on you when love took its hold. I love to say I love you, and I hate to say goodnight. Yes, I know I wake up by your side in the morning. I'm 1,000 miles from heaven. I'm 1,000 miles from you. I hope the city knows it's got a hold of my angel tonight. What's wrong with you? Baby, what's on your mind? Scared of what's in your eyes? I wipe the tears out of mine. Do you fear the thought?